Good morning, everyone. I hope you are enjoying this beautiful Saturday morning. I am sincerely pleased to be able to share my message on the White Way radio program. The year 2019 has just started, and I hope that you will find joy and comfort in the events that you will experience during this year. I hope that those experiences will become somewhat beneficial and meaningful to your life. As the resident minister of Moiriri Honganji Mission, I'd like to express my deepest appreciation to the members and friends of Moiriri Honganji Mission for your continuous support and dedication to our temple. We have many things to take care of each day, and we feel like we are always running. Because of this, I feel that we sometimes forget to pause for a moment and think about our own lives. Let us find some time each day to contemplate upon how we have lived this life, how we are living this life, and how we will live this life. One day, I was watching news on the TV and happened to see the sakura cherry blossom trees growing in Japan. They were astonishingly beautiful. It was a scenery of beautiful petals trembling by the wind and falling down to the ground. I was so moved by that scenery that I was almost crying. I became very emotional. The sakura have been a great influence into a life of Japanese people. The word sakura is often used in Japanese literature, such as haiku or tanka, to express the season of spring. Without realizing, sakura influenced a lot into my way of thinking, way of living, and my sense of value as a Japanese. The flowers of a sakura bloom so beautifully, but yet they fall down to the ground so soon. Its life is so fragile and short. People in Japan assimilate its transiency into their own lives. Asu ari to omou kokoro no adazakura, yowa ni arashi no fukanu monokawa. Cherry blossoms that are felt to last until tomorrow may well blown away during the night. This poem was sung by Shinran Shonin when he received the Tokudo ordination at the age of 9. It was already late in the evening, so that his master suggested him to conduct the ceremony on the next day, and it is said that Shinran Shonin replied with that song. Through this song, the master sensed Shinran Shonin's strong commitment to enter into the priesthood, so the master performed the ordination ceremony for Shinran Shonin immediately. In this song, Shinran Shonin beautifully expressed the truth of impermanence and expressed that the life as a human being is indeed fleeting and unpredictable. Another song that uses sakura goes like this: Chiru sakura, nokoru sakura mo chiru sakura. Falling blossoms, but the remaining blossoms are also the falling blossoms. This was written by a Buddhist minister named Ryokan. When the time comes, the petals fall down to the ground. But when we think about it carefully, it is not only the petals in the ground that encounter the truth of impermanence, but the remaining petals are also in the middle of the changing nature of existence. When we see sakura fully bloomed, we enjoy its scenery. But in this beauty of sakura, which is in full bloom, we also perceive the falling part of the reality. In the prosperity, we also see the decline. I think we enjoy sakura because they bloom their short lives so beautifully. Our lives are also like sakura. We tend to believe that To live this day is natural, and to die is surprising and unacceptable. But when we think about it carefully, to die is actually a natural process, and to live is actually surprising and filled with wonder. Our lives could end at any moment like Sakura, but through countless support, guidance, kindness, thoughtfulness, and sacrifices from others, we are living this very moment. In Buddhism, we call them causes and conditions. There are countless number of causes and conditions that make my day. In other words, we are not living our lives only through our self-efforts, but we are enabled to live or allowed to live this day thanks to others. You may be listening to this radio while you are doing your chores. May I ask you to please pause for a moment of silence? Please think about how many people or how many things are supporting your life. What kind of support, guidance, kindness, thoughtfulness, or sacrifices do you receive? It doesn't have to be something dramatic, like someone rescued you out of the great danger. It can be very small and simple, like a small act of kindness or something you have around you, some you can see and some you cannot. Now, how many things were you able to think of? I think there are many things or people we can think of. Those are the gifts that we have been constantly receiving from others. We clearly remember some of them, and we might have forgotten some of them as well. By the way, I think we should include in this list not only good conditions, but also adverse conditions that challenges us. The conditions that made you feel sad or depressed. Because if whatever we experience in our daily life goes smoothly without any suffering, how could we be serious about our life? Without suffering or difficulties, what could wake us up from the dreams of our daily life? Through the suffering, through the tears, we become serious about our life, and we try to seek something beyond our daily life. A strong motivation to seriously seek the truth of life will arise within us. Life will always be uncertain, filled with surprises and wonders, and at times daunting. But for me, the Buddha's teaching enables me to navigate it with strength, joy, and gratitude. For such a small existence like myself, there are countless number of causes and conditions which enable me to live this moment. That is why we call this day present. When we receive this present, when we are awakened to these countless gifts from others, we naturally place our hands together, bow our heads, and express our feeling of joy and gratitude. In closing, I'd like to share one of my favorite Japanese poems that says, この秋は雨か嵐か知らねども、今日の務めにたぐさを取るなり。I'm not sure if this autumn will be rainy or stormy, but for today's work, I shall weed my field. This is a song by a farmer. He is growing rice. If all the conditions mature in his favor, he will be able to have a good harvest in autumn. But who knows? The rains and storms might ruin all of his time and efforts, but he cannot worry too much about his future. All he can do is to appreciate this day and do what he can to the best of his ability. Like this farmer, we all don't know what our future holds, but let us always remember the countless gifts from others and live each day and each moment with a sense of joy and gratitude. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.